it's stone dead. This Norwegian blue, this Norwegian, it's stone dead. That's why it wouldn't voom. We are doing A to Z, top to bottom. Started like on Monday, and it's still trucking. And clearly, Norwegian wood there means we are up to the letter Q. And we will continue soon. It's the big O. Fleetwood Mac there. Oh, well, dropping back a couple of minutes. 1969 for that one on A to Z. KLOS rock and roll A to Z. What? Why are you looking at me like that? What do you want to tell me?
One headlight. How many times have you driven that way?
A to Z, we're up to O, and it's brought us to the number one, which is the loneliest number. Unless, of course, you're trying to win one American dollar. So many amazing things Ozzy's been putting out just recently. That's the thing he did with Elton. Already a couple of years ago, Ordinary Man, having been a fan of his for literally as long as I can remember, been enjoying the hell out of that. What was it, like an hour ago? We're talking about some of Ozzy's great stuff that we keep running into in this A to Z thing we're doing on 95.5 KLOS, Ordinary Man we played. And there's yet another great one from him of a recent date, Patient Number 9.
Man in the Box by Alice in Chains.
I'm going to play that any minute now.
It's still coming up.
Yeah.
This hour. And when you hear it, be caller 13 and you'll get $500 for gas.
Yes! And that was the Chili Peppers there, their latest thing, Black Summer, like so many other bands. They've had to postpone a few shows again recently, the 1st of July, because of, you know what?
Sure.
I refuse to say its name anymore.
Sure.
Vid 19.
Did you know
Mm-mm.
the CIA put out a manual on how to be annoying? This is real.
Oh, that's what all the people have been reading. That's why everyone's out of their minds these days.
It wasn't for the U.S. The CIA put it out for, like, the French people. When Germany had taken them over,
they already knew how to be annoying.
Yeah, they did. But it's like how to make things not run smoothly and...
Gotcha.
And self-sabotage, sort of.
Pretty clever.
Yeah, because, of course, Germans couldn't take over all of the factories and businesses and everything else.
Right.
So the French people still had to do that.
Right.
So the CIA gave them ideas of how to be annoying.
Right.
Like this, if you work in a building.
The first section is pretty vague and concerns anyone who works in a building. The OSS suggests forgetting to restock on toilet paper, and then after you've humiliated your coworkers, it details 7 different ways to burn your building down. So that's how to be annoying if you work in a building.
Wow! Wow, that's awesome. How to burn your building down after nobody has TP for
7 different
days.
Ways to burn your building
wow.
down.
I love it. All right, I need this manual.
The OSS was what became the CIA, but he keeps referring to the OSS. Okay, the next one is on, you're working on an assembly line.
Right.
You're doing some kind of work like that.
Stuff like letting your cutting tools get dull to slow down production, storing saws at an angle that will get them to break, and applying too much heat to tempered steel to make it weaker. Other suggestions are a little bolder. Like the OSS's wise observation that peeing into an engine will probably break it, and then there are like 5 more ways to start fires in case the whole section on burning buildings down didn't grab you.
It grabbed me right away.
It actually says peeing in a car engine
will
break it.
So if you've been overrun by a hostile government,
yes,
this is what you do.
This is a little literal CIA manual how to be annoying.
I love this.
How to be annoying in travel.
Stuff like, quote, issue 2 tickets for the same seat in the train. See that the food is especially bad, and wake everyone up by, quote, handling baggage as noisily as possible during the night. It also provides some guidance for non-workers, like giving people wrong directions and lying about random bridges being closed. Also some more ways to start fires.
So this is to annoy the Germans during World War II, right?
Yeah.
God, it just, I mean, you've seen enough of those movies, Raiders of the Lost Ark movies. It seems dangerous to really annoy them.
But a lot of these are like, you could do it, like issue 2 tickets for one seat.
Right.
Like, that's not something that's out there.
But waking him up on the train at 2 a.m.,
hilarious.
Is what I'm thinking is going
to
happen.
What about being able to watch a movie in peace?
The section also details how to ruin movies for everyone else, with tips like clapping loudly, coughing, talking, and releasing 2 to 3 dozen large moths that will fly into the projector beam and block the movie.
Ha!
That is an actual CIA tip.
John Cleese moths. Put together this amazing video of how to annoy people. Yeah. It didn't come anywhere. There's no burning buildings down.
Right?
This is awesome.
If you work in an office...
In section 11, concerning office work, the OSS recommends that you should, quote, refer all matters to committees for further study and consideration, and that you should, quote, attempt to make the committees as large as possible. You should also, quote, hold conferences when there is more critical work to be done, and then after those meetings, quote, refer back to matters decided upon at the last meeting and attempt to reopen the question of the advisability of that decision.
So when did they write this? Like in 46, 47, something like that?
No, because
during World War II, I would
think? World War II ended in 45, so probably 43. 1944.
I'm just saying, Robert A. Heinlein was a great sci-fi writer. Used to write kind of things like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about countries haven't been, America specifically, haven't been taken over, and how you really piss them off and really annoy the people that have seized control. But this, man, this is going
the
best. So deep.
It's the CIA manual on how to be annoying, and this is the finale.
The book concludes with some simple, general guidelines for being an annoying, unproductive person in any context. Like the ever-reliable cry and sob hysterically at every occasion, and the wisest tip of all, act stupid.
We've worked with people who are really good at that.
It actually says act stupid.
Do what?
That's one of the...
I don't understand.
Play
them. I need to go visit Dr. Feelgood, so I need a dollar. I need $1.
I need
$1. I do.
That's what I need.
A
dollar won't get you much from Dr. Feelgood.
That's very true.
These days.
But, you know, I just keep throwing them on the pile.
Sure.
One day I'll be able to buy a nice little baggie.
By the way, just before we get to one American dollar, you can win $7,600 in the KLOS $100,000 name game.
I can't believe it just keeps on trucking.
It sure does.
It's going way up.
Again. All right, here's the category, because Sluggo is the human Eeyore.
I hate everything.
Sluggo is a very negative human.
Boy, that's
a fact. You know what's funny, though, is that you're really... negative about a lot of big things, but you're not really an angry person.
No, I'm not. And then on a day-to-day basis, everything's fine.
Right.
But there are things that really piss me off.
Yeah. So the
human, and I hate the holidays.
Which is insane.
Because
I love the holidays.
Me and the Grinch would get along fine, and at the end of our movie, we would not come around to see the Who's point of view.
Gotcha.
Just wouldn't happen.
All right, so I picked a list just for you.
Yeah.
The 10 worst things about the holiday season.
Oh, that's easy. Just hand over the dollar now.
Which includes Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Gotcha. The whole...
You get six guesses
kit and caboodle.
To get...
Four
right.
Woohoo! Well, since you were saying a whole... I really do.
All right.
Since you were saying the human Eeyore thing, let's say the crushing, defeating, humiliating loneliness because you have no family. Look at that. Come on. See?
Well done.
I hate the holidays. Can't even get that right. The fact of what's the worst part of it all.
All right. That's one guess and none right.
I would say relatives visiting. That's pretty awful. You don't want to have the relatives in town, there.
Yeah, awkward family time.
There you go.
Well done.
That's a bad one.
All right, two guesses. You got one right.
Well, on the same kind of subject, if you have to travel, I mean, I hate getting on the planes and traveling back east or wherever. Ah, nice.
That's correct. Travel, holiday travel is crazy. So you got three guesses. You got two right. So you need two more.
Let's see. How about the commercialism, like all the ads, like the whole there you go.
It's become so commercialized. It is number three.
Charlie Brown agrees with me on that one, so you know we're on the same page with that.
All right,
that's
so
number
you,
three, huh?
You have two guesses to get one more right.
Two guesses to get one more right.
Yeah, you've given four guesses, you got three right. Now it gets
difficult. Yes, it does. Yes. I'm gonna say, you know, the overspending, like you just waste too much money. You're like, oh, no.
All right. So
it
comes down to this.
How about
you either win the dollar or you're a loser?
I hate the music. It's everywhere. You can't get away from the damn tingle, 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 tingle smells.
Number 10, oddly, is getting stuff you really don't want. That's
a strange one,
right?
Yeah.
Number 9 is overrated Christmas movies.
Number
8, you can't really enjoy Christmas festivities as much because of school or work.
I got to work.
When it's all over, you want to relax, but now you have to take everything down. That's number 7.
Are lazy.
Number 6.
Even lazier than I am.
Is the chaos of travel, which you got.
Bleh.
Number 5, shopping is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Number 4, people who jump right into Christmas the second Halloween ends.
Oh, that's a good one. There you go. I mean, you know what? If they're happy, that's fine, but get out of my face.
Number 3, you got it's become so commercialized.
Yeah.
Number 2, you got awkward family time.
Yeah.
And number 1 is Christmas music is so annoying.
Damn straight.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, look at the time.
Time?
Almost time.
For people are dumb.
They're about.
Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Today's story comes from the hotbed of crime that is Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Deputies were called to the Clackamas Promenade at about 3:30 in the afternoon on Monday after a theft at a Kohl's department store.
And they were like, why does you have such a stupid name for your mall?
I think that's the name of the town?
Sure, okay.
I want to say.
All right.
Two men were reported to be involved. One who ran into the store, grabbed a whole bunch of clothes and
items from Kohl's. So like $8 worth of stuff.
Right. And then the other guy stood out in the parking lot next to the getaway car.
Okay, just stood there.
I don't know what his job was.
Shouldn't he be revving it? Like, rum, rum.
Right, you would think so.
We're going to get some really cool clothes in a minute.
But they had turned the car off.
Oh, dudes. Come on, man.
And
thieving 101.
They threw everything into their back of their car.
Right.
And they tried to start the car, and the battery was dead. The battery was dead. So they started feverishly running around going, can somebody give us a jump? Because, you know, people in the parking lot probably didn't see what was going on.
Yeah, but they're right outside the doors, right, yes. Pretty much.
Somebody please give us a jump. And before they could get their car jumped, deputies arrived.
Right, and they show up, they start to go in, and the guys that are working in the store are like, that's them right there. These idiots.
Inside the car, deputies found bags of clothing from other stores, laptops, phones, stolen credit cards, Oregon ID cards, a magnetic card reader, counterfeit cash and drugs, among other things.
But no jumper cables to, you know, just in case.
Nope. The car would not start. One guy offered the other guy $1,000 to take the fall. And the other guy goes, no.
A grand?
Yes, for a grand.
Are you kidding me? This is some serious larceny at this point. Wow.
So they then one of them told the deputy that it's not my car. And the stuff in it isn't mine. It's my wife's.
I wasn't there, man. I didn't do it.
Right.
It's my wife's.
And so they were arrested because they had a dead battery in their car.
You know, the getaway car is an integral part of your big day.
And if you've got a guy standing watch over it,
make sure that he knows.
Why isn't the car running?
Right.
I don't understand this.
Well, because
people are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
The mystery of Montana's Toilet Man.
I love our inspiring stories. They warm the heart.
This one does not quite so much.
Okay.
It's KLOS, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A man who jumped into a vault toilet to retrieve his phone.
Oh, wait a minute. A vault toilet? Are we talking like toilet. A latrine, like a hole in the ground?
It's an outhouse, yes.
Oh, my God. Jumped in?
Yeah, jumped in. Yes. And there's two kind of outhouses I found out. There's one called a pit outhouse that has a relatively... depth wise, it's only a couple feet. You can stand in it and you can get back out.
Yeah.
But then there's the vault toilet. And nope. That one,
those are like at the campgrounds. You go, it's like a lot of people using it over a long time. Those are deep. I know those are very, I used to be thinking I was going to fall in one when I was a little kid. It's like, oh my God.
This guy jumped in one.
Oh my God.
Because he dropped his phone.
Screw your phone.
That's my point.
Who needs a phone?
So what happened was he was on U.S. Forest Service land, and there was one of these, like, semi-built-up outhouses that has walls of brick.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's there all the time.
Right.
But it was a vault, so it went down rather deep.
Yep.
And this guy jumped in to get his phone and then was trapped inside of the porta-potty. For 24 hours.
Oh, man. Now, wait. No, wait. I'm going to ask you a horrible question.
24 hours.
I hate this, but I need to know.
All right.
Where did it come up to, the collection of stuff? It always has such a wonderful and unique odor.
It didn't say where, you're talking about like waist or
generally
chest
it's up
or whatever,
to one's neck? Waist.
I don't know.
Oh, thank God. I'm glad you don't know.
He was extremely fortunate not to be overcome by toxic gases.
No kidding. I'm going to vomit just sitting here talking about it, let alone actually smelling
it. And that made me think, what on earth would make you jump into that area?
Good question.
Even if you lost your phone.
Child or pet. I think anything else goes. That's it. It's done.
Right. If you lose your phone, you go, whoop, need a new phone.
I mean, I might even get a new son or something. I didn't need a child like that bad. You know what I'm saying?
There are plenty up for adoption.
Sure.
No, that just seems like...
Yeah.
Remember, we heard another story not too long ago of a woman that went head first in looking for her phone. Yes.
Come on, people. It's just a phone. They're so replaceable.
They're completely replaceable.
24 hours.
Some people have... like a wallet on the back of it, so they have their ID and credit cards in there.
Whatever, man.
Still
not worth it.
Still, I would.
Is
go
there
to the
anything,
DMV?
Anything that you would that you can think of besides child or
no,
pet?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not in a million years.
How did he finally? Who found? Was he yelling the whole time?
He was yelling, and somebody found him. Yeah, they heard him yelling.
Imagine you're like, you really got to go, but you go into the latrine, and some moron is down there.
Yep.
Hey!
I've been here for a whole day.
You're staying for another day.
Vice News was the one that reported this, and they spent a whole, like, year trying to track this down. They looked at the picture, and then they looked in the background, tried to figure out where the mountains were, and they did Google Earth to try and see if they could find it.
Good work.
And the only picture is this one with the guy about halfway out of the toilet and another guy watching him. I'm just saying bye-bye phone. There's nothing that would get me in there.
There's not enough rice on Earth.
No.
Hey, retweet that, will you?
I will, yes. That's
at Kevin and Sluggo.
That's not great.
No.
That is not what you want. And my phone is not enough to go in for.
And how are you going to clean it? You know, you got it in your pocket from then on. It's always going to stink.
Good question.
Always.
Or not work.
Or not work.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not waterproof or, you know, poo-proof.
Dude, people are dumb.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You were just singing that song.
I was here
in the studio. Please sing along for everybody now.
Nope.
Go do it. Sing it.
Nope. We got business now.
Beautiful.
So.
Moving.
Listen.
Touching.
Listen.
Yeah.
I wear Crocs. Because they're comfortable.
Are we back to the Crocs?
Yes,
why are you feeling guilty today?
I'm not.
Wear what you please.
I am not feeling guilty.
You have that stunning little blazer on and your short skirt, and you look great with the Crocs. Don't let people give you crap.
I'm not letting people give me crap, but
okay.
Two people have given me crap a long time.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Who
would
that be?
One is our friend Maren Dungy,
right,
who then posted a picture of herself.
Oh, wearing Crocs.
In Crocs.
Oh, yeah, she's come around to the dark side.
And then... today, on the podcast, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized.
What?
On a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years?
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
But mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. That should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Okay. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine,
mm-hmm.
and I have a yard for the first time. I, you know, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You so shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, you know, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
in my hands. I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying
thought,
you're... No.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans, they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What?
Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7 years, what happened?
I went to the website, mm-hmm. and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine,
unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. She mocked me on Twitter and Instagram endlessly.
Why is everyone coming to the dark side? I'm not going to wear them. You guys are trying to force me to wear them, aren't you?
Here's what I'm
going to tell you right now. It's like the drug dealers. The first taste is free. Do not put your feet in the Crocs.
Right.
Don't put your feet in them. You're done. Put your feet in those, and your little piggies are going to be like, this is amazing.
This is what happens is when people stop saying that they're ugly and try them on and they realize how comfortable they are. By the way, I agree they're ugly. I'm down with them being ugly. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
So try them. No! Just try
them. Leave me alone!
So, Allie, I didn't hear your apology. Did you say anything like, I'm wrong, you're right? Anything like that?
I mean, it was inferred, but if you need me to say that now, I totally
Bean,
will, Kevin.
Bean played a drop you... over it when you were saying it.
Oh, was this on your podcast?
Yes,
it was.
Yeah, she was saying it, and Bean was playing a drop. I did hear it. I was just kidding. But
I am sorry, okay. Kevin. You were right mm-hmm. this whole time.
Yes.
And you know what? Here's the thing, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, because why does it matter that they're the ugliest shoe in the world?
That's
if it makes
my
you
point!
Happy,
that's what I've been saying
happy,
the whole time!
Why not just wear them? I wish you had said that.
God.
He never mentioned it once. Allie, are you wearing socks with it, though? You're not
no,
wearing
don't
socks.
Bring the socks in.
See,
oh,
so
God, no,
here we go. Here we go. Yeah, we can at least stay this ground.
No, because we know
Kevin, it looks ridiculous.
We know that this is going to change as well. So let's not get into an argument.
You going to start wearing socks someday with him?
I accept
it. Oh, my God. Winter time, I'm going to be like, you know what would be socks.
I'm telling you, when you don't care what they look like, because you're by yourself, you will effing wear socks, and you'll love it, and you'll text me back and say, you were right about the socks as well.
Allie, are you going to get Bean on board with this? Do you think he's going to start wearing Crocs with his...
Bean has already said I'm off the show, so now I'm... I don't know what to do,
that's
guys.
That's the right call on his part. I mean...
Come on down. I guess I can have two people in Crocs in the damn studio at the same damn time.
Oh, this is so satisfying after 5 or 6 years,
years. I'm glad I could do that for you.
Say
and
it
I'm
again.
Not going to lie.
Say it again.
Crocs,
say it, right.
If you're listening,
mm-hmm.
You're a delight on my feet, and I apologize, and send me more. I'll wear them.
You're trying to get free Crocs now?
Check
I'm
you out.
Free Crocs
you
got
to work
who
the
I
system,
am,
yeah.
You're way
who
smarter
I
than
am.
I am. Shoot.
Wait, right. So where can we hear the formal apology as it occurred, young Allie?
You can listen to us on, the worst name of a podcast ever. It's a cup of tea and a chat with Allie and Bean, and it's on Patreon, and it's fun.
It is. It's nice. Allie, what was your original name for the podcast? You had a great name you wanted to do.
Thank you so much, Sluggo, for asking.
Yeah, it was good.
Because Bean had moved to England, I thought it would be great to be Bean and Abroad.
See?
Because I'm abroad,
yes.
And then abroad, right?
That
right.
is a great
it's
idea.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You change that. You make him change that.
All right.
Have you ever tried to make Bean do something?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Allie, you rule. Thank you for the apology.
Yay, Allie.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
If you would like to go to the LA Kings game on Thursday night, as they're playing the Calgary Flames, then I hope
you were listening to that CIA manual just a moment ago on how to annoy people, because I'm going to ask you something about it between 4 and 5. And if you can answer me, well, then you get 4 tickets. Sometime between 4 and 5, the LA Kings play the Calgary Flames tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets right now available at LAKings.com/tickets. From Kevin a few minutes ago in our One American Dollar thing, going on a little holiday thing we were doing. Now let's play a game with you. See if you can win your way into the LA Kings versus Calgary Flames game that's happened tomorrow. If you can make it to Crypto.com Arena tomorrow night and you'd like 4 tickets to the game, then give me a call right now. You were paying attention to the CIA manual Kevin was telling us about half an hour or so ago. I got a couple questions for you, and if you think you can answer them, and you can go tomorrow, and you would like 4 tickets to the LA Kings game, give me a call right now. Be caller 13-818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Rock and roll A to Z. We are up to O's, and we're still on 1s, and who is this?
This is Robert.
Robert, did you hear the CIA manual Kevin was reading about half an hour ago?
I sure did.
You did, and were you able to go to the Crypto.com Arena tomorrow night?
Absolutely.
And that's because you want to go see LA Kings take on the Calgary Flames, is it?
Kings of the Flames, baby.
Well, the tickets are available right now at LAKings.com/tickets, and that's nice and all, but all you got to do is tell me one of the things that was in the manual. I'll refresh your memory a little. This was put out by the CIA in World War II to help the French annoy the Germans. And some of the things they suggested were releasing large moths in movie theaters and waking Nazis up on a train at 3 a.m. by banging luggage around and peeing onto their engines to destroy them. But there was one other thing the CIA was suggesting that was insane, and I loved it. What was it for those tickets to LA Kings?
Oh, the one that was insane. I remember acting stupid was the last one.
Yeah, that was the last one. But there was a couple things. There was one thing.
You need the one.
Yeah, they said it a couple of times over and over again. They said,
burning buildings down.
Burning buildings down! Can you believe our government was suggesting that people burn buildings to the ground?
No, Parkas in there? No.
Right on, dude. Well, you're going to the LA Kings tomorrow night.
Groovy, dude.
You got 4 tickets.
That's awesome. I love it. I'll be there.
I got a song request.
Yes. What can we play for you?
I believe it's called The Sound of My Balls in Your Mouth.
We'll get that right on for you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Is you doing the public embarrassing moment?
Yes. What did you do that was your biggest public embarrassment?
Mine was getting caught putting my balls in your mouth.
How was that embarrassing? That was your proudest moment, sir.
Right? Own it.
You know what that was? I'm going to do it again. Oh, you know what that one was? That was a $100 bill. I just ripped 2 $100 bills in half. You know why? Oh, there goes another 100. Well, it's in half. You might be able to tape this back together. You know why? Because we're going to play the name game, the name game. And I'm at a point where I'm going to start tearing up hundies for every single wrong answer I get. You know what we're looking for? I'm playing this game for a minute now. It was $11,000, but I just tore up like $400. So if you want to play, 818-955-KLOS, be caller 13, but better not give me a wrong answer. One we've already had. Oh, that's $500 down the drain right there. Hey, stop doing the arm dance. No arm dancing. Can you get those guys over there that are doing the arm dance? It's not allowed. Who's this?
Hello, this is Hugo.
Hugo, how the hell are you?
Pretty good, Slogo. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm pretty good, but I'm getting tired of playing this game, so... Oh, there goes another $100 bill.
Oh, my God.
I'm just tearing them up now. They're a little confetti in the studio because I want to give away this 11 grand, but if we're not going to, I'm just going to tear it up. Hell with it. Screw it.
So, am I caller 13?
You, Hugo, are caller 13, which means you get to play our precious little game.
Oh, my goodness. And my baby, I see she's missing this. Oh, she just woke up.
Well, welcome to it. And let me tell you the last couple of guesses that my pal Matt, I love Matt. Isn't Matt the best, Matt Pinfield?
Yeah.
Where Robin Williams and Jack Nicholson, and those were wrong, which means I'm going to tear up 100 and 200. Oh, and I hope I don't have to tear up another hundy, Hugo. What do you got for me?
I got Tom Cruise, sir.
Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise?
I just tore up another hundy, Hugo.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. That's not it. That's not what we're looking for.
Oh, God.
You know what? I think I know. Isn't he, like, in Hollywood at that great big huge place there on Franklin? I think you maybe stop by there and ask him why he's not the name we're looking for. Just stop by and ask him.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good luck next time, man. And it'll be between 4 and 5. Well, let's see. 11,000 minus all these $100 bills I tore up. We're not making it easy. The name game. The name game. To get your paw. $11,000 that's just sitting here waiting to walk off with somebody. You've been hearing all the guesses. You think you have a guess that might be the right name. Now's the time to call. Be caller 13 818-955. The name game, the name game. Good afternoon, KLOS Radio. Who are you?
My name's Andy.
Andy, you are caller 13.
Excellent.
Excellente. Excellent. Excellent. Well, after all that exciting stuff, you're caller 13, which means you get to play our precious little $100,000 name game. The last couple thousand answers have been wrong, including Tom Cruise and Robin Williams. But who's that actor we're looking for that's been in more than 20 films?
Okay, I'm going to throw this one out there just because no one has. I'm going to say Ronald Reagan.
And to quote Back to the Future, Ronald Reagan, the actor?
Yes, Ronald Reagan, the actor.
Oh, my God, I love that answer. That is brilliant. I wish Thank that was you. The right one, because that's just brilliant.
Oh, my goodness, I wish it was, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Thanks for a hell of a laugh, though. That's awesome. That is...
Okay, thanks, guys. You guys are doing a great job, though.
Thanks, man. Take care, dude.
Oh, you too, buddy. Thanks for talking to you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, so not Ronald Reagan.
All right, between 5 and 6, you know what.
Hi, I'm Slutto, and I hope this isn't too offensive to you. I have a question for you. Where is your telephone? Grab it, because it's time to play...
The Name Game.
Truth. That is what it is. That is what it is. Hey, KLOS, who is this?
This is Jody from Yucaipa. Please stay on caller 13.
Well, I'm happy to be able to tell you, Jody from Yucaipa, that you are caller 13.
Woohoo! Yes!
And I really want to give you this 11 grand. Think of me as a slot machine that hasn't paid off in a really long time, and it's ready to give you 11 grand. Think of me that way.
I want that 11 grand. I need that 11 grand.
Me too.
Grand.
Why don't I just take it? I'll just take it and maybe give you a couple bucks. What do you think?
No. You're going to give it to me because you love me.
Well, I will if you'd finally give me this name. You know, we've been looking for the name of an actor that's been in 20 movies, blah, blah, blah. And the last couple of guesses were Ronald Reagan, which, what a great guess that is. I love that. That's hilarious. And Tom Cruise, but they're both wrong. Who do you think it is?
Okay, I've been thinking of this one from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Fraser.
Another good, fine suggestion. Another fine answer, but I'm going to have to meet you behind the 7-Eleven and give you a couple bucks, because that's not right.
No!
Sorry.
I honestly thought it would be. I can't believe it's not.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. I would have loved to have given you the moolah. I hope you have a good Christmas anyway.
All right, thanks anyway.